Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. I don't have Saturday's forecast yet, E., but hoping for good weather. You've got your big diabetes walk coming
up.
Yeah.
Breakthrough T1D walk. It's a
just
walk.
Walking?
Just a walk. It's
just ease on into it.
It's a celebration and also raising money for type 1 diabetes, which I live with type 1 diabetes. I've had it 40 years now. And the coolest part is when you just have all of these people come together, not only to raise a ton of money to find a cure, but also like to realize that you're not alone. You know, whether you're a child living with type 1 diabetes or if you're the parent of a new type 1 diabetic, because that's stressful as a mom and dad. Raising money, obviously, to find a cure to prevent type 1 diabetes. You met Morgan, didn't you, at the golf event a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you shared her story, and then I actually met her, and she's like, I'm Morgan, your friend Eric. And I'm like, you're that Morgan?
Yeah. So, Morgan, we told you this story last year. Wanted to bring this back. Morgan is a Pewaukee soccer player who also lives with type 1 diabetes. Imagine if you had to inject medicine every time you ate anything. And if you didn't take the right amount, you'd risk going unconscious or worse.
Like a newborn getting up all the time, except it's a life or death situation.
It was a successful afternoon at the Pewaukee Sports Complex.
How'd the game go today?
We won 3-1.
All right. And how do you feel?
Good. Strong.
Morgan Kale is 9 years old.
How's the blood sugar? Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We're dropping a little bit right now.
Yeah, I get it.
Post-activity.
Right. I saw you crushing orange, right?
Yep.
Anne is Morgan's mother.
Morgan is the youngest of three. She's a fourth grader, plays soccer, loves it. Very caring, helpful individual.
Morgan lives with type 1 diabetes. It's otherwise known as T1D.
You have to get shots and your pancreas doesn't work anymore, so you have to put insulin in your body.
Morgan was diagnosed 2 years ago.
How did that go? Was that a surprise? Did that come out of nowhere?
It came out of nowhere. There we have no family history. Felt kind of familiar with it, but you're not familiar until you're in it. For sure.
So when that happened, how are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, so overwhelmed, very scared. Yeah, trying to hold back tears, right? Because your kid, you want to make it seem like it's not so bad, but it is scary because everything changes. Everything changes.
So what exactly is it? Well, if you live with T1D, in a nutshell, it means your pancreas no longer creates insulin, which is used to control your body's blood sugar. That means anytime you eat something, you need to inject the exact amount of insulin into your body in order to keep your blood sugar at a healthy level. If you don't, you risk a blood sugar that goes high or goes too low.
I like feel like tired, droopy, and like hard to stay awake.
Confused sometimes?
Yeah, confused.
A high blood sugar means long-term damage to your body. A low blood sugar means possibly slipping into unconsciousness or worse. Anne says this can happen at any time, even in the middle of the night.
I kind of liken it to a newborn all over again because she doesn't wake up. She sleeps through the loud alarms that are right in her ear, and she sleeps through several juice boxes during the night, applesauce pouches. She sleeps through all of it. So it's like a newborn getting up all the time, except it's a life or death situation.
Morgan wears a continuous glucose monitor on one of her arms, which gives her real-time blood sugar numbers. On the other arm, a special device that provides her essential medicine 24/7.
That's like what I have on my arm. I have these devices. They put insulin in me, and one checks my blood sugar.
The Kale family credits JDRF, which raises money for research and care for T1D.
We're in a good spot, I think, with being able to have these devices, right? It has made managing it a whole lot easier than it would have been even 5-10 years ago. So the work that they're doing, the research, it's pretty amazing.
Go, girl!
Back on the soccer field, the future looks bright for Morgan on and off the pitch.
Well, what do you want to be when you grow up? You have any idea?
A famous soccer player and, I'm not really sure. I'm not thinking about that.
You got time.
Yeah, I'm only 9.
So Morgan's 10 now and doing great. An amazing young woman who's raising money for Breakthrough T1D, formerly known as JDRF. And we're hosting the big walk at Greenfield Park on Saturday. Really looking forward to that. Honored to be a part of that again and raising money myself too, hoping to help with the cause.
And we can help by.
Yes, you text the word walk, W-A-L-K, to 855-616-1620. If you'd like to donate to my team, I would mean the world to me. Walk, 855-616-1620. And by the way, it's working because there is actually a drug now that is approved by the FDA. I know people have used it. A young man here locally has used it that will help prevent the disease. It's actually preventing the disease from triggering in people. So that's one step closer to a cure. If you're actually keeping it from happening, that's one step closer. So thank you.